Good morning, friends in Christ. This is First Presbyterian Church and KFIZ Radio, and we welcome you to this time of worship during the coronavirus safer at home instructions. We hope this time of worship is edifying for you. If you'd like to get a hold of us, we'd love to hear from you. You can email me at Rev J Harrison, R-E-V-J-H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N, at FDL. P-R-E-S-B-Y-T-E-R-I-A-N, FDLpresbyterian.org. Our website is www.FDLpresbyterian, FDLpresbyterian.org. We hope this time is edifying and supportive for you, and God bless you. As we come together, take a moment to prepare yourself to experience a gift of God's grace as we enter into this time of worship.
God is in our midst, forming us to be God's own people. Though the way may be difficult, we need not fear. God will be with us. In the Lord we will take our refuge, for God is our strength. Let us open our hearts and spirits so we may enjoy the confidence of God's steadfast love. We gather this day, O Lord, as people who seek your guiding love. Open our hearts and make us ready to stand firm in the faith that leads to loving service. Create a new people in this place so that your love may surround all people in all lands. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Please join me for the prayer of confession. Lord of abiding love and infinite patience, be with us this day. We have come from our islands of stress and fear, as well as moments of hope and joy. We bring to you our concerns and our stress, and you offer us your healing mercies. We confess that we have been more focused on what worries us than about you this week. We have let events and demands crowd you out of our thoughts and our actions. Yet when we pause and open our hearts to you, we again kneel in contrition, seeking your forgiveness for our blindness and apathy. Turn our lives around, Lord. Help us look again at the many ways in which you bless and care for us. Help us be people who reach out to others in loving compassion. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Please take a few moments for personal reflection and confession. Even though we are a stubborn people, still God absolutely loves and forgives us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Alleluia and Amen. The first reading for this morning comes from Acts in the New Testament. We're going to do chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. They devoted themselves to the apostles, teaching and fellowship, and to the breaking of bread and prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved.
The gospel lesson for today is from the gospel according to John, chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. This is one of the I am passages from Jesus, and it is one of the passages that is particularly important for this season of Easter. On this particular Sunday in the Easter season, we focus on Jesus as the Good Shepherd and what it means to be in a fellowship in which we are shepherded together. And so Jesus was confronting the crowds and teaching the disciples and inviting to a higher level of commitment when he said these words from John 10, verses 1 through 10. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate but climbs in by another way is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. I came that they may have life and to have it abundantly." Please join me in prayer. Jesus, our Savior, enable us to set aside our anxiousness and fear and to enter into your love through the gift of your grace. You have shown us that you are the sheep gate, the promise of protection and support. Free us from our slavery to our own egos and our insecurity, so that as we trust in your love, we can discover the warmth and the joy of fellowship as your beloved people. In humility and joy we pray. Amen. I'm not even going to try and remember how many Sundays of coronavirus exile this is. It has become a pattern. It's something we have done repeatedly. And in a lot of respects, we are moving into a new phase of the challenge. We are having to find a way to find the right heart and the right frame of mind for this time, in this circumstance. It reminds me in the exile story in Exodus of the experience of the Hebrew people with the manna, the miracle bread that appeared in the wilderness. When you read the Exodus story, first, they are amazed and excited because God miraculously feeds them on a daily basis, and that manna is dependable. And it's there for them. A little later, it goes on, and the people of Israel are looking at each other and going, "Hey, there's still manna. That's good to know." And a little later, it becomes manna. "Boy, we've had a lot of manna. Manna for breakfast, manna for lunch, manna for dinner. I bet we'll have manna tomorrow." And then eventually it gets to a point where they are grumbling and complaining. They are angry and hostile because God is miraculously providing them in consistency the same thing over and over again. We're teetering on that same point, that transition from gratitude for the gifts that God has given us in this exile time, to being challenged to find the right frame of mind, the right perspective. We can either give in to our own egos, our own frustration at our lack of control, our sense of hostility and anger because we're not getting what we want, or we can practice gratitude, giving thanks to God and being intentional that even though we're not thrilled and excited by some of the ways that God sustains us, that God still sustains us. We can either fall into the trap of our fear, our anxiousness, our worry about the things that are out of our control, or we can practice prayer, intercession, praying for the people for whom we're concerned, lifting up in love and compassion and grace the people who we know have needs. It can either be about us or it can be about our relationship with God. It's our choice. It's not a choice we make just once, though. It's a choice we have to make at the beginning of the day when we get up, when we start the day, and we know that the day's not going to go necessarily with being with the people we'd like to be with, going the places we want to go, enjoying some of the things that we've become accustomed to being able to just take for granted, that instead what we're going to do is be grateful, and that we want the words that we speak, and the attitude with which we speak them, and the people whom we will talk to be able to receive a blessing from God for we appreciate God's sustenance in this time. It's manna again. It'll be manna again tomorrow. Probably manna again the day after that. The time will come when we are able to experience the fullness of the promises that God has for us. But right now, our call is to find the mind that was in Christ Jesus that did not count equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself as our guide to a practice and discipline that will enable us to be able to abide in Christ's love. Because that's really what God's intention is and what God desires. And it's why we're doing all of this electronic church stuff. Why you're spending more time watching a screen probably in worship than you have for a long time. The person sent me a video, a image of a family watching the video and saying, I'm going to be happy when we can be in worship again, but I do think I'm going to miss the fast forward and mute buttons. In a lot of ways, this worship time is a strain. It's a challenge. Our needs are being met, but in a manna kind of way, not necessarily in the way that we would have anticipated or expected. We miss the fellowship. We miss being with each other. We miss the sense of security. We didn't even know it was there in a lot of respect. We miss, like I say, the things that we took for granted, the way in which we had predictability in our day. So we do this electronic church stuff. We do this fellowship remotely. We do this exchange. It gives us an opportunity to be intentional and thoughtful about how we're going to do it and why we do it this way. In the passage from Luke, it spoke about the early church in a precious moment of harmony and joy. Luke describes that the commitment to Christ was greater than the people's attachment to property and things. And the love and fellowship that they were experiencing between one another was so profound and so powerful that it enabled them to spontaneously and generously care for each other's needs. In that type of a moment in the life of the church, no one person has a problem. If somebody is suffering, if somebody is overwhelmed, if somebody has circumstances that are beyond their control, it's the concern and the support of the whole community of faith. There is a way in which that love becomes so powerful and genuine, it can be transforming. In my own experience, when I was a teenager, I was part of a youth group that had that type of love, and it was healing and transforming. It caused me to see myself differently. It caused me to experience a relationship with God that wasn't about people's traditions and teachings, but was a living relationship that was practiced by a group of people. And it lasted a while. Another time when I was dealing with particularly challenging financial issues because of my daughter with disabilities, hospital bills, expenses, money was going out so much faster than I had any hope of it coming in. And suddenly, I found myself surrounded by the love and the support and the generosity of people of God in such a powerful way that I knew that I was secure. I wasn't secure in the money and I wasn't secure in the future, but I knew in God's love through those people's action. And it lasted for quite a while. It doesn't last forever, unfortunately. Luke pointed that out. We like to think that the early church was just all happiness and joy. But the fights and the divisions eventually did break out. And it wasn't too long after the passage from this morning in Acts that the church actually fragments and breaks into two churches that often are in conflict with one another. It kind of reflects back to the passage about Jesus as the good shepherd and the gate. The gate, Jesus, can be defined by his sacrifice. He gave himself in order to free us from our sins. He was generous with his very being. He was willing to suffer. He did not hold into account his own ego, his own rights, his own need, but was concerned entirely in love with what God wanted and what we, Jesus' sheep, need. And out of that generosity and out of that love, he acted. That's what the gate is. The gate is that threshold of sacrificial love, that place of letting go of one's self, remaining who we are, not blending in with no identity, but to let go of those things that we restrict as our privilege, as our judgment, as our need for control, and trust fully in the love and the grace of God. And when we can do that, we are part of this fellowship of sheep who follow the voice of Jesus, and the confidence and the freedom and that power is tremendous. In order to be in that place, we have to be somewhat intentional, though. It's not something that just happens because we want it to happen. It's not something that we can legislate into happening. Over the history of the church, there have been many times in which the Christian leadership has tried to judge their way into that harmony and that joy. There are other times in which the leadership of the church has tried to doctrinalize our way, to demand that everybody go through an intense time of discipleship so that we can achieve this harmony, this love, this grace of God, and yet the bandits and the thieves still are there. The element of the duplicity, the hostility, the brokenness, it gets in. And you know why that happens? It's because we bring it. We have our own bandit nature. We have times when we get pretty darn thievy. We are unable to be open, be compassionate, to allow other people to be themselves while we be unafraid of the differences. We struggle with that. And the reason we struggle with it is because we don't always take seriously the promise that Christ will never leave us or forsake us. In our coronavirus exile time, in our time of trying to walk through this whole period, the fretting over economics, the worry about the safety of our children and parents, our good friends, our jobs, our coworkers. We are fretting and we are worrying about what the future will bring. And there are so many sources of hostility and anxiety, so many ways in which this just gets built up into this frenzy. How can we not become bandits and thieves, looking out just for ourselves, taking what we need and defending our own? The only problem is there's no future there. There's no peace there. Nothing good will come of it. What we really need is to trust in God, because we have no control, we have nothing else we can do about it. What we really need is the security of Christ's love, to be part of the sheepfold, to be able to come in and be secure, and then when Jesus calls us out, to respond to his voice and go out to pasture and be nurtured and cared for. In order to be church right now, we have to be intentional. It takes more work to figure out how to connect with our brothers and sisters in Christ. It takes more time, and what time we have with each other is more limited.
There are things we need to do in order to keep from allowing ourselves to become the bandits and thieves that take away that compassionate, caring nature that is God's intention for us and Christ's desire to nurture us. First off, we have to choose to trust Christ more than dwelling in our anxiousness and our fear. We have to intentionally and prayerfully call out our need to place ourselves in God's care and to do it a lot daily. We need to look at the daily manna, the ways in which we're being sustained, even if we're tired of it. And we'd have to say to ourselves, yes, that is God's consistent, enduring care for me. And I will receive it with appreciation for the continuous love that God has given us. And we will look to each other and seek to be more concerned and thoughtful of how we can be community together, though apart, than focused on the things that are driving us deeper into a pit of despair or the things that are causing us to feel more alienated and separate from each other. We will mourn with those who mourn. We will rejoice with those who rejoice. We will wrap our arms around God's love, even though we maintain social distancing. And we will reach out to each other. There are two elements to this. We need to be in prayer, giving to God continuously those things that worry us, those things that we become afraid for, those things that cause us to feel like we need to look out for our own self-interest so that we not become the thieves and the bandits who are worried only about taking care of whatever thing we have been focusing on most recently. We need to set that aside to God. And we need to look to each other and ask ourselves, where can we show love? What words of grace can we share? To whom can we say, I appreciate seeing you now more than I can tell you, because we are brothers and sisters in Christ. During this time, we are in the exile of COVID-19. We are in the sojourn of traveling from a place where we were accustomed to, but not necessarily as great as it seems in a lot of ways. And we are headed for a promised land we do not yet understand or fully imagine. But we are on this journey. As we can connect with each other, we're on this journey together. Let us do what we can to reduce the nature of the thief and the bandit, and instead, in ourselves, elevate this gift of God's love and grace and reach out in love to each other. Support each other in prayer, and know that God will walk with us. We are followers of the Good Shepherd. He calls us out. We hear his voice. It stirs our heart. It gives us confidence and joy. And in that peace, we go forward in love. Please join me in prayer. Jesus, Lord of the church, shepherd of us all, we desire to be the fellowship of those who abide in love and peace with one another. Bless us in our time of worship. Bless us as we gather together. Bless us with fellowship that enables us to draw our strength from you. Draw us together in ways that heal us and nurture us in body and spirit. Feed us with the manna in the wilderness and with the gratitude of joyful hearts. Enable us to put our selfish egos and our anxious need for control aside, so that in the joy and peace of your fellowship, we'll be one people gathered by your love and grace.
And now let's continue to pray in the words that the Lord Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who have sinned against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace, both now and in life everlasting. Amen. On behalf of KFIZ Radio and First Presbyterian Church of Fond du Lac, we're glad that you are able to join with us for this time of worship. Our church facilities are located at 1225 4th Street in Fond du Lac, and we do hope that after this time of separation is over, that we might join together and look forward to seeing each other face to face. Again, if you'd like to reach us, we're at www.fdlpresbyterian.org. And I'd love to hear from you, from Rev. J. Harrison at fdlpresbyterian.org. Stay safe, be blessed by God and God's love, and we look forward to being able to be together again.